Click kaya959.co.za. This is how
we do it. To download the Point of View podcast.
So the portfolio committee in water portfolio committee and sanitation in Parliament came to Johannesburg. They were doing their oversight work. You may remember that the Johannesburg city of Johannesburg appeared before Parliament sometime in September, and they said that they had a plan. They had a plan to turn around our water situation. So the portfolio committee today came for some oversight visit. So on the line with us is Leon Basson, who's the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Good evening to you and to your listeners.
When the city of Johannesburg appeared before the Portfolio Committee, they told you that they have a turnaround plan. You decided to come and have a look for yourself. Where did you start?
Well, we went to Joburg on Thursday and Friday because they told us that they've got a plan, which we agreed it is a good turnaround plan, but we were stuck on the 4 billion that they could not explain to us. They firstly told us there is no 4 billion that was swept out of Joburg Water's account. Then they told us they don't have an account in Joburg Water. And eventually we went to Joburg on Thursday. We met them at the council chambers. And at the end of the day, 4 billion on the books, but not 4 billion in the bank. And that is the reason why they cannot roll out their plans. And that's why people in the Joburg area don't have sufficient water.
So how do they explain that? How do they explain the 4 billion in the books and not necessarily in the bank?
Well, they've utilized that money for other stuff within Joburg, salaries and pension funds and medical aid. That is what the executive mayor has informed us. And that's what they have utilized as water, so they robbed Peter to pay Paul, and that is not acceptable for the committee. We will now have a meeting with National Treasury as well as the Auditor General to make sure that we change the financial model of Joburg. The financial model of Joburg that implemented somewhere in the early 2000s, and that plan is no longer sufficient to make sure that entities like Joburg Water have sufficient funds to roll out their infrastructure and maintenance plan. And therefore, it is the reason why people in Joburg don't have water. And we as a committee have the obligation to make sure that people of Joburg gets water. We told the executive mayor that he must realize that if Joburg is not working, South Africa won't work. It is the heartland of the economy of South Africa. And we as a committee and as Parliament, we must make sure that Joburg works. And therefore, we will now make sure that National Treasury, as a matter of urgency, get Joburg to implement a new plan where money for water must be ring-fenced and be only used for water and sanitation in Johannesburg.
Honourable Basson, this issue is not coming to the fore for the first time. The Department of Water and Sanitation has made a call and a plea to various municipalities to make sure that they ring fence the money that is meant for water and so on for those specific purposes. Why is it that we still find ourselves here when, from what I understand, the city of Johannesburg had committed to what the department had actually asked them to do?
Well, you see, it's now the implementation of the plan. On the water summit, it was agreed between the spheres of government that we will go into a ring fence model. When we pressurize Joburg, they are busy with it. But, you know, they are not moving fast enough forward to ring fence the money. Because you must realize that that is the income they receive, and they can use it for parks and roads and other entities within Joburg. And then at the end of the day, you will have contractors and even emerging contractors. You set them up for failure in Joburg that you have appointed to do the work they've been appointed for, and then you don't pay them. So we need to have now a meeting with National Treasury to make sure that the new model that we are looking at of ring-fencing money is implemented, and that there is, harsh penalties if those municipalities and Joburg Water is not implementing that.
Honorable.
You must also realize... Mm-hmm. Yes, my apologies.
Go ahead. I'll be...
We as a committee, at to the end of last year, we had a meeting with National Treasury as well, because we were sitting with two water boards in a country that was on the verge of going bankrupt because municipalities are not paying for the water. Mm. So what we then did is, and we were very harsh as a committee on National Treasury to say, you come back to us in 14 days and you come and tell us how you will attach the equitable share of those municipalities that do not pay their water boards. Then in December, there was the first few municipalities that equitable share was taken, and earlier in this year, there was more than 100 of these municipalities where we have attached those municipalities' equitable share. And then 2 weeks ago, we had a follow-up meeting with National Treasury where we made recommendations that they now need to take to COCTA and to the Department of Water and Sanitation, whereby we as a committee has requested them that if a municipality makes a agreement to pay, if, let's say, 5 million rand a month for their water, and they do not honor that, that money will be taken automatically from their next equitable share. And I think National Treasury agreed on that, and that is now for implementation. They will come back to us on when they could implement that. But that is the only way.
Yeah.
We will make sure that people or the community will have water in their taps and not suffer when municipality utilizes money that is earmarked to pay for water and they spend that on salaries or vehicles or whatever the case may be.
I mean, Honorable Basson, this is really good hearing from you, because in a way, it will answer the question, what is happening to Crosby Reservoir, where we've seen the protests in Westbury and Coronationville, and they don't seem to be getting direct answers. What does that mean? So in real terms, has that work essentially stopped because there is no money?
Yeah, so the Brixton Tower, we visited the Brixton Tower. The Brixton Tower is 95% tower, and the reservoir is 95% complete. And it seems that reservoir will be within budget, will be completed in budget. We also went to the other pump stations where they are busy with the pump stations. And then we were informed that one of the reservoirs that is leaking... They will start in January to fix that one.
Oh my word.
So you know, we're moving in the direction, yeah. But we did have a discussion with the contractors as well on the ground, and we informed the contractors, inform us if you are not paid. Because that is where a lot of these delays are. You know, it's a stop and start, which we can no longer accept from Joburg, and we were very clear. So the next 10 days, we will have a meeting with National Treasury concerning the ring fence of this money and the 4 billion. The 4 billion need to be explained to us. How is it possible that the Auditor General has allowed this to happen, because they are the auditors of Joburg and the National Treasury? This is not in line with regulations where you can sweep. The rule is quite clear. You can sweep. What you sweep tonight, you must put back tomorrow morning. And that is clearly not what happened in Joburg, and that's where we are, just over 4 billion. that has been sweeped, and on the books it shows it's there, but nothing in the bank.
We certainly, as residents, appreciate your probing. Did you discuss the communication strategy? Because surely what you're telling us, I can tell you now, the residents in Westbury and Coronationville do not know what you're saying. They've been promised that no, work is underway, things will get underway. But if you're saying they've told you that things will only start in January, have they told you what their strategy is in communicating these things to people?
Yeah, well, they bought 20 water tankers, cancelling contracts, and then have their own tankers. But we have had, after that meeting on Friday, we had a meeting with Rand Water and requested Rand Water to sit down with Joburg and see how they can assist.
Mm.
They've got expertise. And, you know, for too long, the escape goat for the city of Joburg
was Rand Water. Yeah, exactly.
And that is really not the case. And we have asked Rand Water, and Rand Water indicated that they had meetings not too long ago with the city of Joburg, or then with Joburg Water, where they said, listen, let's go and sit down and see how we can assist you. They do have capital that they could assist and invest in Joburg.
Mm-hmm.
But that is by way of agreement between Joburg and Rand Water.
Mm.
So, you know, that will also be on the table within the next 10 to 20 days in the committee. And we will make a recommendation to Parliament concerning this matter, because it is really, really serious.
Sure.
We're getting into a hot season, and if we struggle with water now, you can just imagine what will happen when we get to December, January, February, and therefore we want to make sure that we can assist from Parliament side to get the role players to assist each other to resolve this problem.
Honourable Besson, what would it take to have that agreement in place where Rand Water actually does step in and invest a little bit of their money into assisting, you know, with some of the challenges that Johannesburg has?
Well, that would eventually also depends on how the auditor, how the National Treasury sees this. I've got no fear in my mind that the Minister of Water and Sanitation will agree such a agreement, because we feel that Joburg Water, that is the biggest water producer in the southern hemisphere, where we visited Sakebos, where they've just included another 500 million liters of water per day. You know, that is. Is for the water for the future as well. But we sit with a huge loss of water.
Yeah.
You know, we can't produce 4,000 liter megaliters of water and lose 1,000 megaliters of water.
Mm.
You know, that's crazy.
Mm.
That water goes down the drain, and you know what? The residents are paying for that water.
And the residents are also blamed for the water loss rather than
actually
and people
not
taking
the residents.
It's not the residents. Yep.
It is the metro.
Yep.
It is Joburg Water that is not looking after the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then the non-revenue water, where people are stealing water. You know, at the end of the day, people that is suffering not having water, they still need to pay for that water.
Mm-hmm.
That those people that steal water needs to be dealt with. We must make sure that people that use water pay for it. And remember, there is an equitable share for those poorest of the poor that can't afford water, that can be assisted. But then you get people that can afford to pay, they just don't want to pay, and they are putting another a huge risk on the system, and we've got to see how we're going to deal with that.
So just talk to me a little bit about the water tanker depot and what you found there, because we hear all kinds of allegations about water that
doesn't quite arrive in communities. You know, people are promised water, it doesn't quite arrive, or it seems like there are a lot of tenders and corruptions there. Maybe talk to me about what you were able to unpack with that issue.
So the problem was that we didn't go there because we did not have sufficient time.
Okay.
We indicated we'll come back. We first had to sit. We spent three times more time in the council chambers to get behind the fact of this 4 billion rand.
Okay.
Because that is where the crux lies.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your money?
Mm.
Is it that there's corruption, one? Or is it that you're making a loss?
Mm.
And now it seems they're not making a loss. We have not picked up corruption. Well, we didn't investigate corruption. But it's
the money's being spent somewhere else.
Books.
Yeah.
They're writing their books. I borrow from you now. I'm taking 400 million or 100 million. I'll pay it back. They'll never pay it back. Hmm. They will never be able to pay back the 4 billion rand, and we need, in the next 10 years, we need 26 billion rand in Joburg to fix the infrastructure in Joburg. Now, there's two ways of doing it. Either they must get money, they must borrow money that is expensive, or there must be a bailout from Treasury, or we must get the private sector to come and invest in Joburg Water. And you will get the private sector to come and invest, but then we must make 100% sure that this company that is 100% owned, it is a company and it's 100% owned by the Metro, that their funding is secure, that the Metro cannot put their hands on that money. I am 100% sure that the private sector will come and invest in Joburg because it is the crucial city in South Africa where the economy, the heartland of the economy of this country is. And, if this falls, everything falls around it.
Well,
that's the three ways how we can deal with it. But we will now sit down with Treasury and see how it can be done. Is it possible that they can be placed under administration, a sort of administration? That we don't know. We are asking those questions, but National Treasury will have to enlighten us on all the possibilities on the table, how we can restore dignity and in Joburg and make sure that the people of Johannesburg get sufficient water in their pipes.
All we want is accountability, and we would love, this is very important for us, that you're keeping us abreast of issues. Even when they discuss this with the private sector, we really would like to know, what is the deal and where does that leave us? Are they going to privatize water? All of those things are really, really important. So really appreciate it, Honorable Basson, and thank you so much for talking to us.
You're more than welcome.
Sure. It's Leon Basson is a chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation. Gosh, let me hear what you make of this. 086-000-0959 and send me those voice notes on 063-688-0959. For you in Westbury and Coronationville, that Crosby Reservoir, if you're lucky, they will only get to it in January. Let me know what you think of that.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.